Joining me by phone right now is Matt Davidson. Now, some of you, he may be a familiar name to you, but he is currently the co-owner of the Botanist House in the Pearl District, which Pearl District is one of my favorite places to go when I'm in Portland. But due to the COVID-19 thing that's going on right now, you know, restaurants are having to close, and some that stay open do some services like to-go menus and takeout. And Matt's joining me this morning. We're going to talk about free lunches. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. I saw this the other day and thought, wow, I got to talk to you and find out a little bit about this. So during this time, you're like helping out some of the folks around in the surrounding area in the Pearl District. How did that come to be?
I think the first thought was, you know, business preservation. And when I say business preservation, it is the employees. You know, they have helped us get to where we are today in the first year of operations. And I just said, look, you know, we've got to find a way to get through this. And so it really started with, okay, how do we help and how do we do good for the community? And we just started brainstorming ideas together as a team, and we came up with the plan to, you know what, let's start giving meals to those who have been impacted. Service industry, people who help the service industry, teachers, dog walkers, you name it. And so it was really a pivot based off of, okay, what do we need to do to stay alive? And this was the outcome.
You know, I've noticed that I grew up in the restaurant business, so I've noticed there's always been this camaraderie between service employees in the restaurant industry. I mean, you know, some groups will go to another restaurant after they're off work at night and enjoy that. So is part of this the camaraderie that grows from this and kind of influencing that and helping that to bloom?
Absolutely. It really stems from the name, Botanist House. We are a big house. We treat our restaurant like it's everybody's home. And we have a great community of people not only in the restaurant industry or the service industry around us, but outside of that we call family, just a big extended family. And so part of it is trying to take care of those who have helped us. You know, a great example is Steely. She is the lady who delivers our big ice or ice cubes from PDX Ice. We are now employing her as one of our drivers to deliver meals. So it gets back to that concept of, you know, we're a family, we're a house, you know, we're going to get through this together.
Now, you're giving away some free meals, I think it's predominantly at lunchtime, but you're also open for takeout and delivery as well there?
No, actually,
oh, okay.
we had that choice and was like, okay, we don't do takeout. We can pivot at the beginning and do takeout, but nobody knows that we do, or we can, you know, try and help the community. And so that was the either or in the initial thought process was, you know, we just didn't think that we could make it as a business trying to just do takeout.
So there you turn the tides a little bit there and just say, well, let's give to the community, and hopefully when this all is over, the community will give back, right?
And they have more than given back. You know, we have developed a partnership with Stoller Wine, Meals on Wheels people, Young's Market. We've got Brown Foreman, a lot of the different just liquor companies that have helped us, you know, start our business up, are helping us advertise money. It has just been breathtaking to really see how much people really care about the service industry. It's been really cool.
So for those that might not know a whole lot about Matt Davidson, tell us how a Cyuse Law graduate gets from here in Florence to the Pearl District in Portland, and what got you into the restaurant business?
That's a really good question.
you don't have an answer, right?
Oh, I do.
Okay.
You know, my path has led me around the world for the last 10 years. I have worked Europe, Asia, India. I finally said, you know what, I got to come back to Portland. Within the first year or two of being back in Portland, I met up with a college friend of mine, Robbie Wilson. And he was asking me, you know, hey, you know, what do you think about opening a restaurant? And unfortunately, I was about a bottle of wine deep with them. And it was sounded like such a great idea at the time, as everything does when you've got a couple glasses of wine in you. And I committed. Being a person of my word, the next day I was like, oh my God, what did I do? And that was the start of the adventure. It was really just jumping off a cliff and going, okay, we're in it. So Robbie and I started.
So your experiences around the world were not in the restaurant industry then?
No. Oh. My background is engineering, project management, program management. I have been in the alternative energy business since 2006, 2007, starting with Vestas Wind Energy back in the day. So I'm a newbie in the restaurant industry.
Well, I tell you, having grown up in the business and having seen my parents thrive in the business, you know, this can be an awfully amazing career for someone who you know, puts their heart and soul into it. So good luck to you on that.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. It's been an amazing adventure, you know, prior to the things that we're in, and it's been an eye-opening experience over the last 3 weeks as we've tried to help the community understand what we're going to do to get through this and then try and project what the market's going to look like when we get through.
Now, just one bit of advice for you, watching my parents go through this, make sure you take time to get your vacation in. Even though it seems like you won't have time, you got to take that time away every now and then.
My only question is, did my mother tell you to tell me that?
No, she did not. This is totally from my experience.
All right, good.
Matt, thank you so much. Thank you for what you're doing up there, too. I mean, I know the people up there appreciate it, and it's great that, you know, someone from our local community gets out there and helps out on a scale like that. So we appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you, everybody, for the support. It's really appreciated on our side. You know, if you want to see more about the program, please visit, you know, botanisthouse.com, where you can read about the partners and the donors that have helped us get to where we are. So thank you very much, everybody, and God bless and be well.
All right. And when all this is over, my wife and I will take our Harleys up there and we'll stop at the Pearl District and have some food at your place.
Sounds like a deal.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.